The illusion. It began, like most ordinary things, with a phone call. She didn't know, when she answered that number, that her life was quietly rearranging itself. He was a manager in her department who went by the name Arav Panchal, someone who had recently joined the company and was getting to know the people he managed. He worked remotely, so most communication happened via video call and phone calls. The conversation was brief, professional, and almost boring in its normalcy. He spoke clearly, outlining company goals and his plans for the near future. His voice caught her attention. It sounded familiar. Calm. Peaceful. Soothing, like something she could keep listening to. It's strange how connection can begin without permission. At first, he was just helping. He called daily with new instructions and updates. He was kind in his support and engagement. That kindness felt rare. They talked for a month, sometimes about jobs, sometimes about the weather, sometimes about nothing at all. Then one day, the conversation drifted somewhere else. At first, it felt harmless. They had both had long days. It was nice to talk to someone who remembered things about her, her favorite food, how she liked her tea, the way she joked about how she just worked and then went home. Then one night, his tone shifted. It was one deliberate sentence he said in Hindi,